The following podcast is meant for mature audiences only. It is not safe for work and definitely not for the easily offended. Viewer discretion is advised.
Oi, this is Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, do it.
You're listening to the Church Absurd. Put another shrimp on the barbie. This risotto sucks.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
You need to shut the fuck up.
You feel blamed?
Smoke weed.
Are you mad? You feel like most of our brothers get ready?
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the 39th episode of the Church Absurd. I'm your host, Reverend Jess, joined by
Deacon Sam
and Replacement Porta John.
Replacement Porta John.
Replacement Porta John.
The best type of name for him, let's be completely honest.
Besides bitch.
Exactly. So, Sam, how was your week?
My week was well. I've started doing more work outside of my part-time job. Old lady refused to pay us because she can't decide on what kind of flooring she wants in her bathroom. She doesn't want her son to make a profit off of it when she dies.
So just put in some cement.
Well, we bought a cheap piece of linoleum because we, you know, what she wanted would have had to be ordered and take weeks, and she said it was good. And then, you know, we were finishing up. We're like, all right, we're going to put that down. And she's like, no. It'll be a couple weeks before I know what I want, and I don't pay until the job's complete.
I would be like, then we don't fucking work, because this
you
is bullshit.
You should just ask her if she has that long to wait.
We were already done for the day, so now her toilet is still sitting in her bathtub along with all of the tile we ripped up.
Have fun with that, fucker.
So she's going to want to call us back to finish up the job.
Right? No kidding. What about you, Replacement Porta John? How's your job search going?
Well, I finally found a job, and I should be starting... They're trying to start me off tomorrow if everything goes.
Kitchen or bar?
Kitchen for now.
Okay.
The head chef already said he wants me to branch out. So,
kitchen.
Yeah. He's gonna be like the kitchen staff in waiting. He's gonna be trying to show his dick to all his fucking coworkers and shit.
Yes.
Yep.
And technically, then, all, and one then of the, my look, coworkers already seen my dick. Well, two of them.
And then when they look, he calls them a fag. Oh, man. All right, folks. Well, yeah, it has been interesting and fun in the Church Absurd camp. Not really, but
no,
we're pretending
no,
it is.
Hasn't.
But,
I taught a 10-year-old how to shoot a firearm.
Shaping the youth of America. Deacon
Molding
said.
The minds of tomorrow. Getting him to do the cowboy fan with a little revolver.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, it is at the end of the day. I mean, you know, that's important.
I think that deserves America.
Yeah, that is America thing. Even his dad,
America.
I showed it to his dad, too.
Because,
later.
You know,
his dad was like, that's freaking awesome.
Because New Zealand is already beating us in shootings. We need to catch up.
I know, we do.
That's terrible. That's just fucking wrong. All right, folks. So, other than that, yeah, not much happening on the docket. I've been doing my job as second mic on Fickle Fanboy, so that's been pretty fun.
I've been fisting the North Star.
We've all been fisting the North Star. That's why we need the extra week off now.
Yeah, we gotta fist the North Star.
Yeah, that's what you heard it here first, folks. That's the story behind this fucking, you know, bullshit. Bi-weekly format is not because these fuckers need to get better jobs. It's because we have to fist the North Star. Exactly.
Don't forget that we're also working on a reboot of Brokeback Mountain.
Exactly. You can see the poster live on our Twitter tomorrow. So be excited for that.
Fuck you.
You can see Sam looking like a D-list David Schwimmer, according to...
Fuck you, that picture... I was like, maybe 17?
I'm just saying, man, that picture is funny as all hell.
How many lockers did you get shoved in back in military school?
None. I did the abuse.
I don't believe that.
Oh, yeah, no, that was before I went to
that. If you're going to do the abuse, can you speak into the microphone?
Sorry. I abused them there. I had a stick that I wrote, bitch be cool on. And also one that said common sense. So when the president of the school asked me why kids were having cane marks on them, I showed it to him. He said, I appreciate that. But because I said I was instilling them with common sense.
He also pointed a gun at his father. So
I did not. Oh, wait. No, it was a...
Yes, you did.
It was a mock rifle. My dad...
It doesn't matter. It was still a fucking gun.
Well, you were supposed to advance on the crowd. It was me and like 10 others. I was just the first one to rappel face first down the cliff, roll off the rope, grab a rifle, and pick my dad out in the crowd.
Yeah, you picked your dad out, and then you said, remember, guys, subscribe to PewDiePie.
See, I read up on the shooting, though. I found nothing about PewDiePie.
It was literally at the beginning of the live stream. He was just like, remember, lads, subscribe to PewDiePie. And then he starts playing some fucking gay-ass music while he drives to the mosque.
Oh.
So today we'll be looking at a live commentary track of the shooting. No, I'm kidding. That's next week. Oh, damn. I just remembered we're on a bi-weekly schedule. There is next week.
Next week, we got to fist the North Star.
Yeah, exactly. No, in all seriousness, I do want to take a look at his manifesto because it's fucking cringy as shit. And, you know, he's basically the next Elliot Rodger. Fucking stupid-ass meme kid. All right. Well, speaking of stupid-ass memes, let's talk about unholy beasts and blasphemous theories.
Unholy beasts and blasphemous theories.
That's right, folks. If you've never listened to the show before, this is where we talk about cryptids, conspiracy theories, ghosts, all types of shit that get the mind moving. The mental juice is flowing. I've been talking with Jerry Christ.
God damn it. Things. I talked to him, too, the other day. And I was like, so what have you been up to, man? And he's like, you know, just going through different universes with quantum physics. It was like talking to Charlie of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I'll tell you what, though. It's way more entertaining. And you know what?
I didn't get much time to talk with him, but that shit just sounds interesting.
Let me tell you, he and I have had hours upon hours of discussions about it. And it is baffling. One of these days, I will get him on the show. And I will just put a mic in his face and say,
like,
talk.
Is he even working now?
Yeah, he's working.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, fact, if he's not, he doesn't have a fucking excuse.
Yeah, like literally, it's... It's just wow. It's like there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Yeah, something interesting happened to me. Okay. He has been showing me, you know, this little, you know, thing he's able to do with a pendulum and everything like that. Basically, he told me to, you know, close my eyes, open my mouth. No. But
turn out the lights and play a game called Who's in Replacement Porter John's Mouth.
Exactly. But
always a fun game.
But get this, right? I've been going through some financial tough times right now, and I've been sitting here thinking about what he said about, you know, the source users and everything like that. And I've been thinking to source, and I was like, could source find some way to solve my problems? You know, as far as financial wise. And that fucking night, I'm sweeping the parking lot and I find a lottery ticket. And that lottery ticket is a $500 fucking winner. But what's funnier about that is that the fucking dude at the marathon tried to fucking extort me for that $500.
Goddamn sand.
N-word. Woo. Deacon said won't stop saying the N-word. Woo. So Jess has to go in and cut the N-word. Woo! Cause Deacon Sam won't stop saying the N-word.
But yeah, he tried to extort me for $500, and now he has the lottery looking into him on fraud accounts and everything like that. So that's fun.
Fucking asshole.
Right? Fuck him. But yeah. Moving on from that, that's not important. What's important today is we need to look at real life leprechaun stories.
All right.
Yes.
Interesting segue to get there.
The story starts with a woman known only as Tammy, who moved...
I thought it said Tranny when I was reading it.
Yes, Tranny, who moved with her three genitals to a rural farmhouse near the town of Porterville, California, just off of the Tule River. In around 2004, things got odd almost immediately, as Tranny claimed that she often felt the heavy sense of not being in the right gender. No, I'm sorry. The heavy sense of being watched. At times, almost feeling the gravity of eyes upon her, but there was never anyone around during these episodes. It did not take long for her to realize that this phenomenon happened most often and most intensely when she was near the barn, which sat in a secluded corner of the rather large 100-acre property. So Tranny keeps going out to the barn. You know why? Because JRH NBR, just the right height,
no bucket required. Apparently, that's also called stump broke.
I don't want to know about that.
I was told about that.
You know too much about this already.
I was told about that by someone out in Beattyville, Kentucky, after the first time we mentioned it on the episode. They listened. They were like, you know, that's called stump broke, don't you? And I was like, is it? How do you
Why
know?
Do you know this?
Why do you know this?
What was your college initiation like? Because I
need
to know.
Well, there's also a woman that told me this as well.
That's even worse.
I know.
Just the right height.
Where's Chris Henson when you need him?
What are you doing here tonight?
Have a seat. Right over there. Have a seat.
What were you planning to do with the horse? Imagine if I'm not here. You're naked. There's a 14-year-old girl. You're chasing the horse around.
For the record, I did bring a cat today, but she's in heat and was just meowing constantly, so we can't have that.
Exactly.
I knew she was in heat. I was just wanting her to be climbing all over these two.
Yeah, yeah. Stop doing that.
No.
Okay, so get this. In the coming days, the barn took on quite a sinister air, seeming to emanate a cold chill and spooking the many animals the family owned, including dogs, a cat, chickens, turkeys, and even a duck.
And a horse.
Although they tended to wander all over the property, none of these animals would go anywhere near the barn as if repelled by some unforeseen force lodged within. Indeed, she observed that none of the neighbor animals, strays, or wildlife would go near the barn either. Whenever any animals passed the barn, they would give it a wide berth, and on many occasions would act strangely in its presence, staring at it as if something were staring back. What do you think it is, Sam?
Susie. She's in there.
Donkey lady.
Exactly. They just hear ghostly.
The dogs would sometimes go nuts around the barn, barking and yipping excitedly, even though no one was there. Well, I mean, no one important, at least. Sometimes there could be heard strange noises coming from within the barn, which sounded like grunts, growls, and squeals. Susie.
Stump broke.
To add a layer to the thickening air of foreboding, Tammy claimed that she began to notice several of her animals had begun to go missing, gone without a trace, and it was immediately suspected that the menacing barn had something to do with it. She chalked it up to nerves and perhaps rats or wildlife nesting in the barn and explained the missing animals away as having run off or even being killed by coyotes, but one frightening encounter would convince her that it was something more than that. One evening, Tammy returned from town with her son and parked the car, but as she exited the vehicle and went to get some groceries out of the trunk, she claimed she saw fleeting movement in the periphery of her vision. When she looked up there, there was nothing there. And she went back to unloading the groceries, but almost immediately there was another movement, this time punctuated by an insidious laugh. She would later be quoted as saying, "This time I heard a very freaky, very evil-sounding chuckle. I looked in the direction of the sound, and there standing about 50 yards from my son, and I was what I can only describe as a gnome." That was a really uncomfortable laugh.
Yeah, it was. It was supposed to be the gnome laugh.
Standing there about 50 yards away was what she described as a humanoid creature about 3 feet tall, which sported a beard, was wearing baggy black pants, a gold-colored shirt, and a red pointy cap. For a moment, it just stood there staring at her and her son with deep-set, dead black eyes, as if studying them, but then things took a turn for the sinister. Tammy would say, "It grinned at us, and the creepy grin spread from ear to ear, and its teeth were a gross brown and pointed or jagged. It had a bulbous nose and large, deep-set eyes, though I really couldn't tell the color of them. I never got a closer look at it and don't know if it was wearing shoes or not, because at that moment I dropped my groceries, grabbed my son, and ran for the house." As soon as Tammy and her son had entered the house and slammed the door behind them, she began frantically telling her daughters what had happened between deep gasps. Somewhere outside, the strange little man was still cackling. What does that cackle sound like, Sam? Thank you.
You're welcome.
And there was a movement by the window. The terrified family looked out to see what it was, and as they approached the window, they could see that the top of the red pointed cap loomed into view, which was especially which was especially odd considering this particular window was located around 8 feet over the ground. Tammy closed the blinds and moved her children well away from the window, waited there breathlessly until the thing finally went away. This would be the only direct sighting of the evil gnome, but Tammy would occasionally hear that same ominous chuckling.
Gives me a half chub every time.
Yep.
Issuing forth from the shunned barn. She would later say, "After that night, whenever the dogs barked or howled, we were pretty sure we knew what they were barking at. We were also pretty sure of where our missing poultry had gone. From time to time, we'd hear a weird, creepy chuckle." and other noises coming from that old barn. Interestingly enough, this is not the end of the story. Tammy and her family would eventually move away.
Yeah, what the fuck took her so long?
Burn down the barn. Yeah. Jesus Christ. And a new family would move into the house in 2010. This new family, too, immediately noticed that there was something weird going on in that decrepit old barn. One evening in the early morning, the couple awoke to the sound of a raspy, gurgling singing.
Home, home on the range. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for it, I did it my way.
They really sounded like Sheriff Joe.
Right. When they looked out the window, they could see standing by a small pond on the property a creature standing about 3 feet in height wearing maroon pants and a baggy yellow shirt with a brown vest and dark waistcoat. The thing was described as having a bushy gray beard and wearing a tall, pointed reddish hat. The eyes of the being were said to be small and black, and his teeth were discolored, jagged, and sharp, to the point of almost looking broken. The creature seemed to know it was being watched and apparently stared right back at them before snatching one of the expensive koi fish they had stocked the pod with, jamming it into its mouth with glee. The husband allegedly shouted at it to go away, and it actually apparently gave him the finger before running off while laughing.
I want this gnome as a pet.
Right. When the area was examined later, a set of footprints were found there about the size of a child's.
It's like fucking Gollum in Lord of the Rings. Breaking open a fish and eating it.
But like, he just fucking snatched it out of the water. And that's even better.
And it just flips him off before he runs away.
I love it.
I know. I fucking want him. I want this one more than I want Jeffrey.
Right, exactly. Did you ever hear about Jeffrey the Talking Mongoose?
He was like a mongoose weasel thing that lived in somebody's walls and was just talking to them. It was very friendly.
What?
It followed them around where they went to like.
Is that local?
Store. No, no.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's local.
Hey, half the shit y'all talk about, I don't know if it's local or not, and most of it turns out to be for some fucking reason.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, what can I say? She moved to this town. What am I supposed to say?
Bing, 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 bing.
Oh, man.
Da-da-da-da.
Shibby-doo-doo-doo. But on that note, folks, we are going to go to a commercial break. So be sure to listen to this Falsco ad, support whatever it's hawking. Boys, if you could please behave yourselves.
I'm trying to burn him with a cigarette.
Yeah. Yes, Dad.
All right. We will be right back on the Church Absurd.
Hello, ladies. Are you sick and tired of the standard phone sex line? Well, good news for you. Falsco is proud to present the hardest, hottest, most body-slamming phone sex line ever imagined. It's 1-800-MACHO-MAN. Up into the top of the mountain and I'm about to fuck you right on top of it, oh yeah! For only 69 cents a minute, hear the soothing, sexy sounds of Macho Man Randy Savage talking dirty to you until it brings you to your final conclusion for the 1-2-3 count.
I'm gonna come all over your face, yeah!
Call within the next 10 minutes, and the first 3 minutes are free.
The most death-defying orgasm ever imagined, oh yeah, snap into my cock, oh yeah!
Call now, ladies. What are you waiting for?
The cream always rises into a cream pie right into your fucking beautiful pussy, oh yeah.
And we are back to the Church Absurd. Your host, Reverend Jess, joined by Deacon Sam and replacement Porta John. So, yeah, it's time. It's time for everyone's favorite segment.
Favorite.
It is a double dose of This Week in Fucked Up Porn. That's right, folks. This Week in Fucked Up Porn is where we browsy fucked and see what we can find. And we have four very specific videos for you today. And we will get started with our first video. And let me tell you, folks, it's going to be something special. Whew. It's a rough one.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I haven't watched it. That's the best part. So who knows what we could be getting into here.
Let's see what we're getting ourselves into today.
Agreed.
As long as it's not the bloody tampon again.
That was just in Wow, That's Fucked Up.
It's still...
All I know is that this was called Jack the Ripper. So let's take a look, shall we? Shall we?
We shall.
Go check yourself. Go check your pants.
That hurt.
Go check for blood.
Chipotle.
Is out of sheer morbid curiosity, I'm allowing this freak show to continue.
Oh. So it's a man with his penis in his hand and a knife. Looks like the knife is going towards a bread knife.
I feel like I've seen this in Pan Olympics already.
Yep, that's going towards his urethra. That's going in his urethra.
You can tell he's already done it before.
That is a serrated knife.
If you want to watch this video with us, link's in the description. Oh, wow.
He's really getting her in there. And there's Jim Carrey.
Does this turn anybody else on?
No.
Not at all.
No.
Well, I guess I'm weird.
Nah.
Peggy, don't be telling people about my narrow urethra. Oh, that's blood. That's blood.
That is blood.
Do you think if he would have used like a butter knife, he wouldn't have bled?
Yeah, but I feel like the bleeding's kind of the point for him,
right?
That's because he's already sticking a knife in his urethra.
He looks pretty fucking old, so I'm willing to bet he can't come anymore.
He's just jerking off blood onto the floor.
That's terrible! Holy shit, that's terrifying.
That's a cum shot right there.
Hostel Part 4.
Yeah,
Eli Roth has gone insane.
Jerking off blood onto the floor.
That's just not right.
At least he was smart enough to wear black socks.
Right? I mean, because, you know, you got to be classy.
You know, you just don't want the blood stains are more visible.
This is horrifying.
Why?
Can anybody say Manscaped?
Right? Exactly.
The bush is kind of getting into view here.
Oh, my God. That was terrifying. I recommend watching it, though.
So glad I smoked a bowl right before I came over here.
All right. Moving on, this one is just called On Some Other Shit, so let's see what it has to say.
And you have to remember that what they did to you was a sick kind of love.
I already got to say, fuck the Christians.
No. When I loved my children, I would hug them and give them a kiss and tell them that I loved them, and I would praise them for all the things that they did. I wanted them to feel proud of themselves for who they are.
Why is he masturbating?
And the achievements that they did in life. Just like you, I want you to be proud of yourself for the achievement, that huge step that you took.
I didn't think she was going to say step.
Well, what if this is me?
It's not you.
It's your penis.
It's not you.
That sound, though.
He's masturbating in front of his mother.
You are a good man. And you have so much potential to give.
You have so much potential.
And it's not...
This is just...
the way they taught you.
It kind of was, Mom. Because I get so uncomfortable.
I get so uncomfortable, I pull my penis out in front of people and masturbate. He's Harvey Weinsteining his mom.
And I want you to get help.
It reminds me of one of the people from Sons of Anarchy. Whenever he got nervous, he would just...
Yeah, Chucky.
I did.
You did?
Yes, I did. Yeah, there were some traumatic things in my life that I had to deal with.
Yeah, like watching your stepson jerk off.
I had to talk about it. And they...
This is uncomfortable.
They explained to me. And that's what you need. You need to see about getting...
psychological help.
to get through.
Or at least a condom so it doesn't make a mess all over her living room.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U-R-S-E-L-F.
You know what? She's not old enough to put plastic on the furniture yet, man. Lay down a towel.
So this isn't lovely.
Be considerate.
No.
Is it small, Mom? Is it? Oh, my, Mom.
I don't mind.
Is this look? Is it small?
Gosh!
She's just saying that because I'm here, so.
No, I'm not. I don't lie.
The oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This is big.
Oh, my God.
Only in Georgia.
Ugh. Oh.
So, but I want you to get some therapy because you need it. You're a good man. You come and you have a good heart.
She shouldn't have said that.
Are we just done with phrasing?
You come and you help us.
Phrasing. Boom.
And you take care of everything.
He's taking care of something, all right.
I rest easily because I know you are taking care of Jim. He likes to go for walks, and you're doing that for him. You're doing a lot of good. So much, you know, and people need you. You're compassionate. You're loving.
God damn it. God damn it.
And it's not important.
I think this video needs a little bit more, like, background context type deal.
Right? Like, why the fuck?
Why is he jerking off in front of his mother, stepmother, whatever it is?
So be a grown man, is it?
Mm-hmm. This is the worst step fantasy I've ever seen.
Pornhub's really lowered their standards.
I guarantee they're not verified.
No, this ain't porn stuff. This is heavy R.
Oh.
Is it real big? It's large. Like extra large.
God damn it, dude.
Wow.
Okay.
I don't care that you do it. Just cover the front so I don't see it.
Right? I don't want to see the head.
The head is blasphemy.
Thank God every day for meeting you.
You,
what the hell?
So it isn't his mother.
One
it's...
step at a time, though. You know, baby steps.
Mom, yes.
But you are on your way.
There's a picture of Jesus in the background.
Oh, God damn it.
They do say Jesus watches over you with everything you do.
Did he just tell her to get out so he could bust a nut?
Basically.
Yeah, he was just like, hurry up, Mom, go.
Oh, she's bringing him a towel. Oh, God. Oh, oh God.
No.
No.
She is supportive.
She's got like a head wrap on too. It's like she like does she have cancer?
Do you realize the bravery, the courage?
What the hell is even that?
That's just.
Oh my God,
that wasn't right.
Why was that guy videotaping it though?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm confused. I'm very, very confused. Let's watch it again.
God damn it, no.
Oh, man.
That was just soul-wrenching.
Yeah, it's
That's some
don't lie, you have no soul. You got rid of that years ago.
He's got a point. Yeah. I mean, but, like, god damn, dude. Like, what the fucking fuck?
I think I'd rather go back a couple episodes back where we watched Live Suicides and watch that again.
Yeah, I'm down for that. I'm always down for that.
All right, let's take a look at the next one.
GHF, GHF. All right, sounds interesting.
So this is what happens when you lose your safe word. All right, we have a chick here. She is topless, but not bottomless. In a vacuum bag.
With some giant-ass nipples.
Those are some baloney nipples for sure.
That's some National Geographic shit.
Uh,
It's still funny that it gave her a mohawk.
Minute 30.
She probably could have made it if she didn't fucking panic.
Yeah.
He says one more minute.
At minute 50.
Minute 50. Okay. So at 2 minutes and 50 seconds, this should stop.
Yeah. That seems, you know, legit. He said one more minute.
Please.
She's begging.
Please.
50
more seconds.
50 more seconds.
Safe word, bitch.
What do you think their safe word was?
Banana.
I really doubt they had one. It was probably that.
The safe word was baloney nipples. It's a safe phrase.
The safe word was 40 more seconds.
Get that close-up shot.
What about their neighbors?
Yeah, right. I hope they're not in an apartment.
Right. The cops were definitely called, unless they're used to this.
True.
And if they're used to this, I feel really bad for their neighbors.
Yeah. And Chucky masturbating. Had to get that shot in there
in front of his mom.
Oh God.
This is why, if you're going to do stupid shit like this, make sure the person on the inside has a fucking knife.
Right? No kidding.
God damn it.
Bet you he just walked out of the room to go watch TV or something.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, no. He's in the background cranking one out in front of his mom.
Keep in mind, it is now 3 minutes and 40 seconds. He said 40 more seconds at 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
I feel like if they weren't completely, like, vacuum sealed and smashed, she would have some nice tits.
I mean, I wouldn't know. I mean, I've never seen... I don't know who she is, so...
That's what I said I feel like.
All right, so we're at the 4 minute and 15 second mark.
You gotta give this bitch some props, though. She hasn't passed the fuck out yet.
Well, she's getting there. Starting to seize up a little bit.
In 3, 2, 1. Dead.
Not really. She's still breathing at 4 minutes and 40 seconds.
I can dream, goddammit.
Breathing's really slowing down.
4 minutes and 48 seconds now. Houston, we have a problem. She is now snoring.
All right, hit 5 minutes.
Sounds like the mating call of the donkey lady.
Your sister.
Just.
I swear to God, if we find Susie on E-Fucked one of these days, I'm going to be terrified.
I'm clawing my fucking eyes out.
We're purposely going to make Chris watch it.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be his punishment for losing some trivia game or something. Be like, Ed, here's your sister!
Hopefully it's one of the really weird smuts of her just getting a bullet in the back of the head.
All right, 5:43. She is finally given some air.
Yeah, so their chest did not look like it was going up and down.
He broke an Epsom salt stick underneath her nose. Yeah. I'm kind of waiting for her to just yell, "You asshole!
Yeah. You fucking dick!"
But it took her, what, 5 minutes to pass out?
Yeah, right. Rookie. I could pass out in 30 seconds flat. Oh, man.
Oh, God damn it. What's next?
Let's take a look at, you know, a woman getting the shit kicked out of her.
Say, that hurts a little bit.
And you don't like to be hurt, do you?
Oh, I don't know. Kind of fun sometimes if it's done in the right spirit.
Oh, God damn it. Yay! So it's a blindfolded Asian woman in a bikini being moderately, you know, pretty lightly punched in the stomach. Just, I guess, getting that right motion up there to get her to vomit.
You ever been punched in the jejunum?
Damn it. She needs to shave her pits a little bit.
She's Asian.
It's Asian. She ain't fucking Madonna. She even screams in Japanese.
No, nani?
Whoa! She missed the trash can, that bitch.
Under the sea. Under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me.
The shit you find on E-Fucked.
He's got his knee in her stomach.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I swear, sometimes bottles just take it too far to get skinny.
Right.
That's just putting pressure on her fucking rib cage.
Right. Right.
Double hammer fist.
I've been to the top of the mountain. Oh, yeah. Dropping the elbow on her. All right, come on, dude. She's tapping out.
And that well's dry.
Well, you know, we go on and move down to another oil mill because this here's tapped, son.
They're doing this to her because her family already has two sons.
No, I figured it's because she has a modeling gig next week.
Nah, I think she was just sold into this marriage, and this is what the guys.
This isn't even. It's not even porn. It's just. It's literally just like. It's Japanese binging techniques. You know what I mean?
She didn't cook his noodles right, so this is her punishment.
You bring shame on family. Yes.
All right, that one had some hit to it.
This one's.
Push her around. Feel better now.
My main question to this is, why the blindfold?
Do it again. I like
she doesn't
it.
Want to know
do
who's
it.
Punching
yeah,
her.
Yeah, so she doesn't know where it's coming from. She doesn't. Well, I. That's why. So she doesn't know when the hit's coming. Because if you know when the hit's coming, you could, you know, protect yourself.
Brace yourself.
Well, at the same time, with him sitting on her and shit, she can feel when he's about to hit because his body's going to tense.
Not necessarily.
It's still going to feel some motion.
Yeah, but she's kind of not in the right headspace to try and, like, figure... I mean, you got to think about it. She's literally, like... You saw that one torrent of vomit. I mean, yeah, it was
probably,
a lot.
Yeah,
it
probably kind of worked out. Or she doesn't even care. She's just taking the hits.
She's just like, I'm going to make so much yen out of this. You know what I mean? Like,
I figure she just ate the last noodle cup and he wanted it back.
Yeah. All right, folks. Moving on.
Thank you.
It is time for the Cringe Corner Reloaded.
Reloaded. Reloaded. Cringe Corner Reloaded.
Fuck, that means we're going to go back to the your mom thing. Hmm? Or in front of the mom thing. It's Reloaded. It's shit we've already seen.
God damn it. That's right, oh, folks. It is the Cringe Corner Reloaded. This is where we look at the stuff that makes you cringe, but that Chris has never seen, so he can experience it for the first time.
What did you just call him?
Replacement Portageon has
Thank
never
you.
Seen.
Thank you.
You just acted like a bitch towards Sam.
Okay. Well, get this, folks. We are going.
I got what I wanted.
We are going deep, and I mean deep, into the vault for this episode. It is the Juggalo special.
Oh.
And you know, we have to start where the cringe corner began.
It's always like, it's always just a special level of cringe when it's Juggalos.
We have the homie from Wisconsin.
Oh,
at least this is before
Wisconsin.
Now, let me tell you, I want you to understand this, Chris. This is a woman.
I know it looks a lot like you, but it is a woman.
Yeah, I know.
It looks like my middle school years.
I know it looks like you when the Black Parade came out. You know what I mean?
Never really enjoyed My Chemical Romance.
It's a fucking joke, dude.
I don't give a fuck. Make your jokes correct.
I'm sorry. We'll carry on. Anyway.
There you go. No.
You like that? You like that fucking reference? Okay. All right. Now, one day.
A little too animated there.
Now, one day, this poor, unfortunate soul was sick of Eminem fans getting mad and trolling Juggalos. So she decided to take to YouTube. And
I'm still having a hard time believing it's a fucking she.
Well-founded opinions.
Well, she's still on YouTube today.
You still say she.
Yeah, she.
I don't believe this is a fucking female.
Well, if it makes you feel better, she grew up to be a fucking pig. So, like, literally, like... Like we've seen
right here, she's a little piglet.
Yeah, this is
what would
she went from piglet
this
to full hog.
This is when she went from babe to Wilbur. You know what I mean?
See, this is what would happen if your sister looked like you.
Just a crossbreed, like it's The Fly with Jeff Goldblum. They both go in one teleporter and go through. All right, are you ready, Chris?
Fuck it.
Really? Eminem fans. You don't like Psychopathic Records? Why the fuck are you listening to them then still? Going on our shit, leaving us messages, toying with us? We Juggalos are hard individuals. You can't break us.
Do you think you can break them, Chris?
I don't know, but she's making like some Jim Carrey from Ace Ventura faces.
Well, you know what?
You can't!
Too well, damn perfect.
Well played, sir. Well played.
I've seen this video too much.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very apparent now.
Yeah.
Stop the fucking hate, you raunchy, cock-sucking pieces of chocolate!
Chocolate?
That was... Why do you gotta make it a race thing?
Right? look, she's got her tongue out. She wants to
eat
the
chocolate. She's licking her lips. It's like watching those Copper Cab videos where he's like...
I'm just waiting for her mother walking behind her and smack herself in the head.
Right, exactly. Where are her parents? That's the big question.
Oh, I was on Xbox Live yesterday. I listened to some black kid get reamed by his mom for like 20 straight minutes. It was like his brother playing the Xbox Live, and his mom was screaming, "You got a fucking 40 in your class? A fucking 40? They're just beating the shit out of him. Just like, you hear the kid just scream. She's like, "You want to stay in the fifth fucking grade forever? Fine. Do it." Just beating him, cussing him up and down.
And what were they?
Black.
I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
N-word. Woo. Deacon said won't stop saying the N-word. Woo. So Jess has to go in and cut the N-word. Woo. Cause Deacon said won't stop saying the N-word.
Fuck your life.
We gotta give him props for that.
You still hating after 10 years. Any of my family had seen that, I'm fucking sorry, but I am sick and tired of Eminem fans coming after fucking Juggalos and Juggalos.
I can understand this hate with like the newer Eminem shit like Venom, but come on. You're an idiot.
I hate that song.
It's better than Poop Diddy Scoop, though.
I mean, no contest.
Yeah.
But is it better than, you know, "You're such a fucking hoe. I love it." You see my point.
Fair enough.
But yeah, just you know, she's tired of them coming after motherfucking joggalos and joggalas.
She went Canadian.
Yeah. How's it going there, bud? You down with the clown, eh?
Let me give you a quick fucking lesson learned here, okay? Eminem deserves to be cut up and put in mouth like he fucking really is. The M&M.
Put in mouth
like he really is. Like the real M&M.
It's like put in bay, but it's put in mouth.
Shut the fuck up.
What a perfect time to
That's an O face right there. I'm done.
Because my homies...
Mom, give me a tissue.
From Colorado.
From Colorado. Where do you think... What do you think her... Where else do you think her homies are from?
I don't fucking know. I don't fucking care. Let's get this
to Jersey.
To Jersey.
To PA. To California. To Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
To London. There has been fallen juggalos because of some shit that some Eminem fan had started.
Nicole, it's dinner time. Come downstairs.
Get off the YouTube, sweetie.
With fucking telling every juggalo that Shaggy and Jay shot each other.
What?
Apparently it happened. But you know who they were really shot by? A bunch of snakes!
Did they actually shoot each other, though?
No!
Okay.
With their cum,
now,
yes.
Now, let me put a spin on this for you. They did not kill each other. They have been doing shows. They have been doing fine.
Fine.
Now.
Props for...
Eminem fans.
How do I say it? I can't think of the fucking word. It starts with a P. It's about how you... pronunciation. That's what I was fucking thinking of. Yeah.
God damn it.
English is not my first language. No language is my first language, and that's a goddamn O face. Ladies and gentlemen, she's done.
Do you really want some of my juggalos?
Her juggalos.
Her
juggalos.
No, not the band. It's a specific group, almost like a gang, if you will.
Pretty tough crowd, if you know what I mean.
But it's a family. It's not a gang, right?
To start going to shows and start starting shit up?
Starting shit up.
Because you leave us alone, we will leave you alone. That's just how it works.
All right, the time she is fucked up and started and shit, she's almost as bad as English as I am.
It is sad, really.
Fucking sad.
All right, let's move on. Let's kill the hater, shall we?
Oh, God damn it.
You ready to kill the hater, Chris?
Let's kill the hater.
God damn it.
Now this.
Here we go.
This is 14-year-old
I'm pretty sure this was on
Chris.
Tosh.0.
This is, yeah, I mean, to be fair, though, he looks more like Porta-John.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
Ha, fuck you.
I said, here we go.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Ben. With that face. He's like this.
Come on, Ben. Play the beat.
I got my clip. I got my gun.
With the orange tip. That's how you know it's real.
Yeah.
Bump this
Let's
shit.
Let's go find this hater. Put a bullet in his fucking head. Because it's going to be
that's pretty nice
tits
for a little bullet.
No one else. Every motherfucking member of this crew is gonna be the one living. The hater's the one that's gonna die. So let's make it quick. Where's the hater at? Let's go find him. He's down on the freeway 283. We're going down. We have a gun, a bullet, and it's ready for him. It's going right in his fucking head.
Right in his fucking head.
He needs to learn the direction
of
his mic.
Down on the ground now.
He's filming on an iPod Touch, man. Like,
I think the mic faces forward. That's all you need to know there.
Yeah.
He's gonna feel the hot rush in his fucking head.
He keeps looking over his
like
shoulder.
Shit's bomb coming in.
You're right.
Be the one that sees it all.
I like the little ponies and animals that are up on his wall.
Those are 101 Dalmatians.
Oh my God, they are.
And he has a fucking smoke detector that he pulled.
He pulled the. I guess he's been smoking. He pulled the smoke detector off.
Yeah, he pulled the battery out.
You know?
The one that's going to hell. Because he dissed on us motherfucking juggalos. Us juggalos riders don't fucking play. We say we're going to kill you. We fucking mean it.
They fucking mean it, Chris.
Don't even
hey, Chris. Don't you start
they
your shit.
They fucking mean it.
They fucking mean it.
They really do.
I mean, it's pretty legit. They're on the road to dying.
They're on the road to dying.
They're on the way to hell.
On the way to hell.
All right. Let's find them now. We're on the road. Going down. Getting off the intersection at 283.
He's very specific. He's got his GPS out. They know exactly where they're going.
The guy just dropped a pin on his iPhone.
Yeah, it's literally, it's just a pin. It's like, here, John Hader, right, is at the intersection of 283.
Come cat
there
me.
He is.
See, there he is. You yep. know what I mean?
Right there.
One
on
hater,
the intersection.
Pop.
One hater pop.
Second hater pop.
So there's John and Bill Hader.
And they've been popped.
Yeah, they've been popped.
They've been popped.
And the good news is, you know, it's a pistol that you have to load after each clip, you know, after each shot, you know.
Yeah.
Motherfucker's running. Hopped in his car. Let's go down and find him.
Let's go find
him. Got out started running.
Keeps in that motion. He's going to get a black eye.
He's running in place.
I popped him in his leg. He fell on the ground. Cocked my gun again.
This is some cringy shit.
Looked
I know.
Him straight in the eyes. I said,
almost like we're in the cringe corner.
This is the worst cringe corner.
Bitch, what you gonna
Bruh,
do, man?
You hit like a bitch.
Bitch, I barely even hit you.
I'm standing over him. He's like, dude, please don't kill me. I got a lot to live for. I said,
kill
fuck
yourself.
You.
Oh, he said, fuck
I
you.
Said, fuck you.
I said, fuck you. I said, fuck you.
I said, fuck you.
I said,
hey, 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 hey,
fuck you.
Hey, fuck you.
I said, fuck you.
Yeah.
I was looking around for mom. I got scared.
You got
I wanted
that?
To say, fuck you. Fuck you.
It's your time to die. You're going to feel the rush.
Why does it sound like he's about to cry?
Blood's going off.
You're going to feel a fucking rush, man. Fucking kill the hater.
The fucking drain.
Where's the music?
He's the one who's going to die. Ben, replay the beat.
Replay it?
Yeah.
Come on, Ben.
Okay.
Fucking Ben.
Looked him in the eyes. And I said... Fuck you, hater.
Fuck you,
I said,
hater.
I
said,
through a lot of
fuck
shit.
You, hater.
And the fucking 5-0 came into my house, killing my family.
He's giving a lot of backstory here.
The police just came into
5-0 came into his house and killed his family. I mean, maybe that's what he's looking around for, to make sure the 5-0 ain't coming back.
That's why his mom hasn't came in and smacked
right,
the fuck
exactly.
out of him yet.
He doesn't want the cops to hear him say, fuck you.
Guess what? I'm still living. I got this fucking scratch. They cut me with the knife. Now I'm on this fucking place.
Since when do the 5-0 use
I'm
knives?
Here over
it wasn't even a cut. It was a scratch.
Yeah,
he just
exactly.
said it. He said, I got this fucking scratch.
Yeah.
So your family but died and you got a scratch? Oh, you hard bastard.
Right.
Minute. Here comes an SUV. I turned around. They shot two of my homies. Ben was on the ground.
I mean, Ben's on the ground.
Ben dropped the ball on the beat. He had to die.
That's why he's on the ground. That's why he stopped playing the beat, because he dropped his phone because he was on the ground.
He's hit.
He's hit.
My other homie, he's dead.
Rest in peace, other homie. You know what I mean? Didn't even the man with no name.
He's very clear with his details, though.
Right? Yeah. He goes into it.
I was pissed.
I was pissed.
Naturally, I was pissed.
My fucking other, my one friend's on the ground. He's dropping the beat. The other one is
Ben's dead.
Dead.
Nameless is dead.
I'm just pissed.
Took
Mondays.
My gun. I shot at him 3 times. But here's the thing. They had bulletproof glass.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, no.
Bastards.
Hit me. I fucking fell on the ground.
Everybody dies.
Luckily, Ben was there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was there for me.
They smacked me out the car door.
They smacked him with the car door. So they knock him down. They drive closer to him. And they just open the door.
Door check.
Like Tallahassee with the zombies in Zombieland.
Out the van. Got out the SUV. Started dragging their guy. I shot the one dragging him right in the fucking head.
Can I kill myself yet?
The one had an M16, so I shot him in the fucking heart.
Yeah, 50 more seconds.
Yeah.
So that means like 3 more minutes.
Other one popped.
Let's back it up. You missed a bit.
God damn you.
I shot the one dragging him right in the fucking head. The other one.
But what about
the
bulletproof glass?
So I shot him in the fucking heart.
You shot him in the fucking heart.
Other one popped out the SUV with the newsie, so I went. He's dead too. This motherfucker's trying to crawl in the SUV and go away. I said...
He should have tried crawling in the van.
Yeah.
You're gonna die.
His mom's van.
Yeah. The minivan.
Kill my homie. Ben, get your ass up.
I mean, Ben's still on the ground. Ben, all this is going
Ben,
on.
Ben, get your ass up.
Ben, replay the beat. Come on.
I want you to see this. This is what we came here to do. This motherfucker's gonna die now.
Get on with it.
The gun's at his head. He's going to fucking hell. Here we go. That's for my homie. That's for Ben.
Feels like this is Randy Newman doing.
I see three little haters walking down the street.
John,
pop, pop.
Coming out with the newsie. Pop, he's dead.
My homies. All right, Ben, it's over.
What an anticlimactic finish. God, all right, damn. Ben, it's over. Like, imagine, like, the greatest rap songs, you know, of all time. Like, fuck the police coming straight from the underground. All right, easy, it's over. Like,
we got equality. It's over.
Right? No. Racism is over, guys. All right.
Not if there's an internet.
You heard it here, folks. We've solved racism. All right, folks. Well, that is, I think that's going to do it for this episode of The Church Absurd. Be sure to look at all the Fat Lows radio shows, including The Fickle Fanboy with RPM and myself. Be sure to check out The Designated Drinkers, The Unseriously Serious Podcast. Be sure to contribute to the network with The League of Infuriated Nerds. Check us out on Twitter. I'm at RepJess_FL Radio. Sam is at
Hangry Pitbull. Space there for a second. At Hangry Pitbull, Deacon Sam.
All right. Replacement Porta John is at
Too many fucking things that I'm trying to get running. I'm not advertising this time.
However, you are back streaming, right?
Working on it.
Well, what I'm saying is you were streaming the other night, right?
I've been streaming almost every night.
Well, there you go. So
but I'm not advertising yet because I'm changing all my shit up.
He's changing all of his shit up.
Yeah, I'm changing his shit up.
You know, there's three haters in the van. You know what I mean?
But I'm changing up because, for one, I need a screen name that's easier to find, easier to spell, and all that shit.
How about Replacement Portageon?
Yep. Not too close to Portageon.
Well, he's not on there anywhere as Portageon, so.
Yeah.
That we know of.
You should go.
You should put up.
We need to create him a Tinder account just under Portageon. No, here's what you need to do, bud. Make your screen name. Make your screen name Meme Machine 84.
Do it
because because his name is Meme Machine 83 on Twitter.
I got this shit.
Yeah, just make yourself the full on replacement. In fact. Did we ever tell you about the time Chris flipped himself over in a porta potty?
Yes. I'm going to have to rent one this summer. We're going to have a big-ass party, get everyone, like 40 people eating barbecue all
You're
day.
You're going to have to get married again.
I'm going to have to get married again, and then we're going to have to get you in that porta-potty.
No, just renew your vows.
Yeah, we'll renew the vows. We'll get him in the porta-potty, and then we'll just kick it over after like 40
just get me drunk. I'm pretty sure I'll end up flipping it anyways.
Yeah, we'll just put it in the same spot to where it's on an uneven surface, and we'll kick the shims out from underneath
it. We'll set it up so episode 46 is the unfortunate tale of Porta Chris. So literally, it's another 23 episodes. Oh man! All right, folks. Well,
wasn't that like it every 23 years? Or
yeah. that was the Jeepers Creepers actually. Every 23rd spring for 23 days.
What was it though? Why'd they do it?
It was like it's every 30 years. I thought.
Yeah.
I don't think it's 30.
No,
it's less
than 30. It was less than 30. It was like 23 or 27.
I think it was 27.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because Jeepers Creepers is 23.
Yeah.
Because every 23rd spring for 23 days, it gets to eat. You know what I mean? Everything like that. But yeah, other than that, folks, I don't know. We're talking about stupid shit. Thank you very much for listening. We hope that you enjoy your next 2 weeks because you won't be hearing from us. But
we got to fist the North Star.
Every 27 yep. on it? Okay. Thanks for confirming that. That was very important.
If I didn't look it up, it was going to be bothering me.
That was the one question for the episode that we've been focusing on this whole time is how many fucking years does it take for it to come back? Like, yeah.
Yep. All right.
27 years.
Oh,
we got
God.
This shit now. The more you know.
I know. Why did I stay awake for this? This is ridiculous. okay. All right, folks. Well, we will be in touch with you and behave yourselves.
And we will touch you.
Yeah, and look forward to some more news about Lonnie. He got in touch with me. He said that he's gearing up for the biggest Bigfoot hunt of his career, and I actually have been tapping his phone calls. So I actually have a nice little sound clip of him calling over to a hardware store. So look forward to that on the next episode. Until then, folks, behave yourselves, and fuck each other.
Yeah,
Masturbate
in front of your mom.
Exactly. Because you're a good person. You're a good man.
You're a good man.
You're a good man.
Mom, is it big? Is it big, Mom?
Is it big, Mom? That's the name of the episode. Is it big, Mom?
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, man. Speaking of Mom, shout out to Jenny. Thank you very much. Look forward to her on the next edition of Mom Metal.
We still need to get Sam's mom to listen to this shit?
No.
I think we should get Jenny to read the lyrics to Kill the Hater.
That'll take too long.
She's going to be so confused. She's going to be
That'll
like...
That'll be like a 15-minute endeavor.
I know, right? We could just play like...
Her attention span is not long enough for that.
We could just play the whole fucking Beethoven's Fifth. You know what I mean? God. She could just read it. I'd be down. I'd be fucking down.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, also... if you're looking to have some fun, this guy posted on a posted on a podcast group I'm in that his podcast set up a phone number. I've already called and left a message. So if you want to leave a message, 856-335-5148. Just tell him the Church Absurd sent you because it'd be fun to mess with another podcast. Why not, right?
Let's get a healthy rivalry going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, these guys are like just some fucking kind dudes doing like a Star Trek podcast or something like that.
Oh, shit.
Like, they seem like nice guys, you know what I mean? But might as well fuck with them a little bit, right?
What did he find when he went into the captain's quarters? Did he find the captain's log?
All right. Well, until next time, folks, this is the Church Absurd saying go in peace
and tear the world to pieces. Any God, and when you die, you're just dead. In heaven's just a fairy tale to put you to bed. Sometimes I think about the chance that I'm wrong, and then I close my eyes and just remember this song. I said, there isn't any God, and when you die, you're just dead. In heaven's just a fairy tale to put you to bed. There ain't nobody watching us, cause nobody cares. And in the end, we're living all alone.
This has been a Fat Lulz Radio production. To hear more shows like this, go to soundcloud.com/FatLulzRadio.
A very special thank you going out to Rusty Cage for the use of his song, There Isn't Any God, off of the album Rusty Cage Volume 4, Gang Stalkers, available physically and digitally. through RustyCageMusic.com. Looking to expand your playlist? Well, Fat Lulz Radio has got you covered. Lose your religion with Reverend Jess and Deacon Sam over on The Church Absurd. Hear nerd culture get dissected on The Fickle Fanboy with RPM. Grab a drink and some laughs with the designated drinkers. Hear some solid interviews on Unseriously Serious. Do you want to get involved? Send your rant to the League of Infuriated Nerds. Also, check out the Fat Lulz Radio Associated shows. Get your Not Safe for Work Talk Radio fix on The Robin Slim Show. Get some life advice from Jerry and Callan from the bottom. And hear podcasts get roasted by the P-Bros on Pee on the Pods. All these shows and more await you at Fat Lulz Radio. Available through all your favorite podcast apps or wherever podcasts are heard. Fat Lulz Radio. Stuff full of entertainment.